The ever-accelerating pace of technological change. That's one of those phrases you run into all the time in the press. But our linguist Jeff Nunberg notices that we're capable of becoming disillusioned with each new wonder technology provides.
Just a few years ago, the Internet was going to be an unmixed blessing. We were going to tear down the walls of all the libraries and just let all that information float free in space where anybody could have access to it. As one visionary put it, cyberspace, a world in which the global traffic of knowledge, secrets, measurements, indicators, entertainments takes on form, sights, sounds, presences never seen on the surface of the earth, blossoming in a vast electronic night. That was written back in 1991, and you can sort of tell. The problem isn't that the writer got the Internet wrong. The global traffic of knowledge, secrets, measurements, entertainments, that's the World Wide Web to a T. But the unbridled enthusiasm for the new realm has waned decidedly as people have started to spend a bit of time in it. That vast electronic night isn't quite so romantic when you're stumbling around trying to find your slippers amongst all the other junk on the floor. It's true that a lot of this comes with the territory. All the misinformation, the vanity pages, the porn, the infomercials. Well, what did we expect? When you tear down the walls of the library, you shouldn't be surprised to find all the street people camped out in the reading room. And users are only just beginning to learn what library catalogers have known for a long time, just how hard it is to find your way around when you have only words to do your bidding. You can get a pretty graphic sense of the confusion when you log on to a website called Voyeur, which is provided by the people who run the Magellan Internet Search Service. Every 15 seconds or so, the Voyeur site throws up a dozen randomly selected strings of search words that people have typed into the search engine. They roll out in a jumble. Cherubim, fixed income derivatives, upskirt white panties, do skunks turn white in the winter, crack, Eisenhower High School, 1981, Pamela Anderson's feet, what would Jesus have done? What a bunch. It's like overhearing the babble of voices around a subway newsstand as you rush to catch your train. Except that few of these queries are designed to get the right pages off the rack. I don't know what was in the mind of the person who typed in the word crack, for example, which pulled down an assortment that included porn sites, drug information, the descramblers that hackers call cracks, and a technical report on stress in metals. I'm pretty sure, though, that the requester was shortly complaining about what a mess the Internet is. The only people who seem exempt from this problem are the porn seekers. Their search strings are as inept as any others, dogs getting it, shaven sluts, schoolgirls, or the plaintive one-word query, nookie. But it turns out that most of these lame efforts hit their mark quite well. This thanks to the accommodating porn providers, who know how the search engines work and laid their sights with just about every word and expression that someone might enter in the hope of reaching them. There was one I saw that listed five different spellings for fellatio. In fact, the porn consumers must be about the only users of the web who don't have to disabuse themselves of the impression that the search engines can read their minds. But then, theirs are pretty easy minds to read. But what about the rest of us, whose objectives may be a little more difficult to grasp? The visionaries keep telling us that help is just around the corner, in the form of intelligent agents, systems that will figure out our interest and taste and take us unerringly to just the information we're looking for. But it's clear that the people who glibly describe these systems haven't ever watched a flesh and blood librarian struggling to extract a sense from the incoherent mumbles of the customers who present themselves at the reference desk. It's true there will be tools to make navigating the net a lot easier, but in the end, users are going to have to spend a lot of time learning to meet the technology halfway, the way we spend a couple of years of junior high school learning to find things in the dictionary. Or maybe it's just a matter of doing the old lessons right. That's one thing the visionaries didn't mention about cyberspace. Spelling counts.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.